How we doing? God, yeah, this a lot better feeling coming up here today. The approach we took, knew it was going to have to be a game where we ran the football a lot. The wind was even more of a factor as the game went on, and I thought we did it well. And I think the special teams and Dave's punting, the turnover there at the end, being able to complement each other on that, I think was critical. And we talked about being able to finish the game. That's been something we've been discussing and working on. Didn't quite get what we wanted last week, and this was obviously the result we wanted. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
There were just talking about your defense did a pretty good job on Edwards, and how the defense.
I thought they played well. I thought especially in those situations where we had them backed up, did a nice job of being able to keep them backed up and forcing them to punt from that area. I thought that we'd have some more opportunities to convert that into points. It just didn't work out that way. But overall, I thought they did a nice job.
Eric, can you ever remember winning a game where your quarterback completed two passes?
Me personally or being involved in one of those games? Yeah, I think there was one like that or two like that. I think it was at Buffalo, as a matter of fact. So I don't remember what year. I think it was New England, but I don't remember the exact stats. And two completions, 41 runs. Sorry.
Can you talk more about Zach's punting today?
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. Yeah, being able to pin him, I don't know how many times we had him pinned down there, 2 yard line, 1 yard line, 3 yard line. Just gives us a great opportunity when we come back defensively to either make a play or keep him pinned down, allow our offense to reestablish field position.
It sure was windy, but what do you account the drop passes to?
I'll look at the tape, never looking for anybody dropping balls. Don't know if it was a function of the ball being thrown behind, us not looking it into the tuck, the wind. To me, we have to be able to in a ton of third down and manageable spots, which is a place that we haven't been very often. So then to be able to get a ball that's catchable, we got to be able to convert on those.
When did you know you're going to have to change the game plan because of the wind? Did you know like Friday or this morning?
Well, we anticipated run the ball quite a bit, but the way the wind was blowing at different points in the game, there wasn't a lot of options. And you can see they ran the ball quite a few times, too. It just wasn't a lot of good throwing options.
Eric, what does it mean to just get away with all the way the season's gone so far?
It is great. It is great. It's fantastic. It's I couldn't be happier. And I'm happier I'm happy for the guys, too. They've been working extremely hard for a long time, and I thought we made significant progress as a team last week, and we fell short. And this week, to be able to come up with the win, it's positive, and it's something that we can continue to build on.
Can you talk about Mike Gannon, just the plays he made, a couple plays on third down, a couple plays covering punts?
Yeah, Mike had to really work through the week in a moderated fashion, but he was diligent with his rehab, diligent with the game plan, and he plays a lot of different roles defensively, and he plays a lot of roles on special teams to be able to come out and do all those things as effectively as he did with much more limited practice time. I thought that was a great thing for him.
Did you anticipate playing Trusnik as much on defense as you did?
Well, EB got a little bit banged up, Barton got banged up, so Bowens had to jump inside, which meant Trusnik pushed more outside, or pushed outside, so that was the aggression we had up.
What would a boost Jamal was able to give you? Looked like you ran with a lot of energy after having missed last week.
And he's got those fresh legs. He had a lot of juice. There were a couple runs that he had where what I really liked is the way he pushed the pocket after the contact. And there were two or three guys he was able to pick up an additional, however many yards in those plays. It gets reviewed up in the box at that point, so guys were yelling yes, their guys were yelling no, and they probably looked at it. But I couldn't tell from where I was. They weren't showing a lot on the jump run. That's right.
I'll start at this kind of day. Go ahead. How did the kickoff go out of bounds? What was going through your mind then?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's all that was going through my head.
Wind didn't blow up, did it?
I don't know what. That ball should not be out of my wind, rain, sleep, act of God. It stayed in bounds.
Did you, when you got this shot, did you ever think that getting that first one would just be so hard? How else to put it?
I didn't know. I wasn't sure when it was going to come, how it was going to come. Just really happy it's here.
Stands up with a nice hustle play recovering that punt.
You know, he actually either forced or recovered it last week, too, against Cincinnati late. Blake played in Buffalo for a long time. We had Blake as a free agent in New York. He's been like that forever. You should ask him about his nickname. It'll make a little more sense. I don't know if he'll share it with you, but he's a high-motor, high-energy, intense guy.
There's 70,000 fans walking back saying, that might be the ugliest game I've ever seen. Can you lend some perspective to that? Was it one of the ugliest games you ever participated in?
No. I thought it was, the way it turned out, I thought it was beautiful.
Eric, too, you can, and you're changing the culture and the discipline stuff and all the kinds of contracts and trade this week. To get a win here, how trying to set the tone for going forward, what is that?
To me, it's building on what we did last week. I thought last week we came out and we played some good football and we did a lot of positive things. And we fought for five quarters and came up short with 7 seconds left to go in the overtime period. And we weren't able to finish that game. You know, points throughout the season, we weren't able to finish like we should. And ultimately, finishing a game is winning a game. And we were able to do that today. To me, that's more progress.
Eric, I've got to ask, did James Davis, have you seen not in pads? Do you have a guy in pads? Did you report on ESPN this morning?
Look, I'm not going to talk about this today or now, and I'm not talking about the win. I'll talk about it a little bit. We talked to the league about it, addressed it, and I feel very comfortable with where we are with it.
Eric, Corey Williams is roughing the ball in the end zone late in the game. What is he supposed to do? It seemed like just a basic. He was right on it when he threw it. I don't know. What is he supposed to do?
It's really a judgment call by the official. If they feel that he's driving him into the ground, then they make the call, and it's subjective. I'm not sure without seeing it and understanding what their approach was on it. It's really their judgment call, and you got to live with whatever it is.
Did you sense on the sidelines as the game's going on and the guys are really feeling that this could be the day right now? Because, you know, none of these guys go back to last year. Kind of too.
Yeah, I think it felt throughout the course of the week. It's just there's a sense of resolve, and guys are committed to the things we need to do to win. And they saw the progress last week and wanted to be able to finish. And finish for us means to be able to get the win.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.